rocking at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and Miss Shan, Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week I take you back to 2012 to celebrate the music of the Boswell sisters with our special guests, Victor and Penny. We find out what gives Penny the blues, and the Twinkie scare drives us to Sugar Rush Distraction and the Hostess Snack Blues. It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
Here we go, everybody.
Here we go. Good evening.
Another fantastic hour. You know, Pearl, we do have a great show. And one of the reasons why we have such a great show is because of the fantastic musicians we have on our show.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And the fantastic artists that we celebrate. And with Victor and Penny, we got it again.
Yeah. Yes, so people, get ready to have a very fun evening.
I know. It's the best hour all week, for me at least.
Yeah. I think it is for most people.
Yeah.
Got to take care of a little news.
If it isn't, it should be.
Yes. Pete. Have you heard Lindsay Lohan refuses to read the bad reviews she got for playing Elizabeth Taylor in that new movie, Liz and Dick?
It was bad.
Apparently, she put reviews in the same category as road signs, court summons, and price tags on expensive jewelry.
Yeah, right. And in other news, Donald Trump's children revealed that they complained to their father about his bashing President Obama during the election campaign.
Ooh.
Yeah. And the Donald responded by firing them all and replacing them with Kid Rock and four Romneys.
What?
Well, speaking of kids, the stars of the preschool TV show Yo Gabba Gabba are planning a 50-city U.S. concert tour. This should not be confused with the Rolling Stones' 50th anniversary tour, which is called Yo Grab a Handrail.
Oh, my goodness. All right, I'd rather grab on to this. It's our own David Bassie getting things started with a tune from the Count Basie Orchestra featuring Jimmy Rushing, Good Morning Blues.
Good morning blues, blues, how do you do? Good morning blues, blues, how do you do? I wanna have my way with you. Now if you see my baby, tell her I said hurry home. If you see my baby, tell her Papa said hurry home. Ain't had no real good loving since my little girl's been gone. Well, I cried last night, cried the night before. Well, I cried last night, cried the night before. Oh, won't you tell me, pretty baby, why you leave so I won't have to cry no more? Santa Claus, Santa Claus, bring my baby back home to me. Santa Claus, bring my baby back home to me. Well, I miss that woman, I miss her cooking too. You wait and see. You don't want me, baby, so why in the hell don't you just tell me so? You don't need me, baby, so why in the hell don't you tell me so? Then I pack my trunk and I move it all on down the road. Hey, Nikki, now you a high-class baby. You set my soul on fire. You a high-class baby. You set my soul on fire. But when you give away my loving, baby, you gone a little too far. Well, I ain't mad at you, honey, don't be mad at me. I ain't mad at you, pretty baby, honey, don't be mad at me. You know I'm gonna stick around, darling. Baby, you just wait and see. You're gonna like it too. Pretty, shining down through the trees. Now don't the moon look pretty, shining down through the trees. And don't my baby look good, walking along with me. I can't read, I can't write, gonna buy me a telephone. I can't read, I can't write, I'm gonna buy me a telephone. I'm gonna talk to that woman, I'm gonna talk to her till she comes back home. I said yes, yes. I said yes, yes. I said yes, yes. I said yes.
Mr. David Bassey kicking it off for us all.
Yes, yes. This week, we celebrate the birthday of Connie Boswell, one of the singing Boswell sisters. Born with Sister Martha right here in Kansas City, the girls, along with Sister Helvetia, grew up in New Orleans. While still in their teens, the trio began appearing in local theaters and on the radio. They made their first record for RCA Victor in 1925, but it wasn't until the Boswell sisters moved to New York City in 1930 that they gained national attention.
Once they got to the Big Apple, the Boswell sisters switched to Brunswick Records, for whom they made a series of albums from 1931 to 1935 and broke new ground on vocal jazz. Connie reworked the rhythms and even melodies of popular songs with arrangements by Glenn Miller, the Dorsey Brothers, Benny Goodman, and some others of the best players in New York helped the Boswell sisters chalk up 20 hits in the 1930s.
The Boswell sisters were one of the biggest musical acts of their era. The Andrews sisters were big fans, and Ella Fitzgerald was said to have modeled her singing style after Connie's. After the group broke up, Connie Boswell had a successful solo career. And here's an interesting fact. She sang from a wheelchair or seated position during her entire career due to an accident she suffered as a child.
We're going to spend the next hour playing songs recorded by the Boswell sisters. To help us get that done, we need a pair of great singers, and that would be our special guests, Aaron McGrane and Jeff Freeling, better known as Victor and Penny.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk to Aaron for just a minute, Jeff. Now, what do you like about the Boswell sisters, Aaron?
Oh, there's so many things. They're just, you know, really terrific vocalists. Their harmonies are so tight and their blend is just nearly perfect. I like that they do something different with these standards, too. They really, they call them the syncopating harmonists, and they truly were. Just interesting. They had a different musical approach from a lot of the other people of the time.
Absolutely. And now we bring you onto the show to celebrate them. How do you do them justice?
Man, that's hard. You know, these are great, great singers that were doing really great arrangements. So I think all you can do is, you can't copy them, but we can try to pay respect and find something for ourselves in their arrangements. And that's what I think Jeff and I have done a lot, is taking those three-part harmonies down to two-part harmonies.
Yeah, Victor and Penny's got an amazing sound. So listen up to Victor and Penny, all you listeners out there.
Thank you.
Now, one of these tunes is kind of cool to you. You were talking about earlier.
Yeah, well, it's a song that we have been working on for a while. It's called "The Object of My Affection," and it was actually their only number one hit, I think, 1935. So it's a pretty popular song. And one thing I really like about it is, on the recording, she says "the object the object of my affection. they're from New Orleans, and they have this kind of funny accent that's just really great. It's just one of the many charming things about them.
Well, and Victor and Penny are very charming, so we're going to get you into the music right away. Now, we were already talking about one of the tunes. Joe, what else are we going to play?
Victor and Penny are going to start off as a duo with I'll Never Say Never Again Again. And they're going to be joined by our own Nedra Dixon on The Object of My Affection after that.
Again, 'cause here I am in love again, head over heels in love again with you. Well, I'll never say I'll never kiss you again, 'cause here I am kissing you again. That's just a thing I said I'd never do. I walked away and said goodbye. I was hasty, wasn't I? Missed you so I thought I'd die. But it's all over now, throw my hat in the sky. I'll never say never again, 'cause here I am in love again, head over heels in love again with the same sweet you.
He's He's not the kind to take the dare. But instead I trust him implicitly. He can go where he wants to go, do what he wants to do.
I should, don't care.
The object of my affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Every time he holds my hand
and tells me that he's mine. Even after all I said, my face keeps turning red.
Don't start teasing.
Victor and Penny, huh?
Wow.
Thank you, man.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in her alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's got bent? Who hocked her microphone so she could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast talkers and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Well, everybody's got the blues. Whether you're rich, poor, or undecided, the blues is used.
That's right, Pearl. And this week we find out what gives our special guest, Aaron McGrane, the penny in Victor and Penny, the blues. All right, Aaron. Serious questions, serious answers. You ready?
Yes.
What's your favorite college team?
I was born in Ames, Iowa, so it has to be the Cyclones.
All right. Who would you most like to have at a party?
Gotta be George Clooney, right? Yes,
even yes. You worked with him in Up in the Air.
I did.
And you still want to hang out with him?
Oh, he's lovely, let me tell you. He's great.
If you could have any superpower in the world, what would it be?
I think it would be the power to locate lost items, to find anything. Like, I lost my grandma's locket when I was 10. I mean, it's somewhere.
Okay, well, what will we call you then?
Heidi Seek.
Oh, that's good. Okay, who's your favorite singer?
If I could sing like anyone in the world, it'd be Aretha Franklin. She moves me.
Yes, many people. Now, what's your favorite food?
True confessions, I have a huge sweet tooth, and anyone who knows me knows I have a serious addiction to sugar.
Fair enough. What's the worst part of traveling?
Probably cheap hotel rooms. You know, hard beds, stinky pillows.
I call it home, but okay.
All right, now I have the most important question for you, and
yes,
that
ma'am.
Is, what gives you the blues?
Oh, man. It's the vehicle for my sugar and the most important part of my day. It's coffee. If I don't have coffee in the morning, I am very cranky.
Oh, we are kindred spirits. Sugar, coffee, and George Clooney.
All right.
All right, Pearl, that's get sweet. Us started. Aaron McGrane Blue.
Okay, here we go, Aaron. When Aaron's at a party, she likes talking Cyclone sports. But if Iowa State loses, that girl is gonna be out of sorts.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but there's one thing that makes her happy. George Clooney in boxer shorts.
Oh, yeah.
If she were a superhero, you'd call Aaron Heidi Seek. She could find her grandma's locket. You know it's her favorite lost antique. But if you lose your paddle, well, she'll tell you it's up a creek.
Who inspires Aaron? Aretha Franklin, that's who. That girl, she loves cupcakes, cakes and cookies she will chew.
Oh, that's true.
I respect that.
Keep eating all that sugar, girl. You're gonna look like Aretha, too.
Poor Aaron hates to wake up in motels that are cheap. You know, she says the mattresses are too hard and it's tough to fall asleep.
It's true.
So Aaron tries to count because all the pillows smell like sheep.
Yeah. In there.
Aaron needs a Java. Or else she is back in bed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, if it's not strong and black, all day her eyes are puffy red.
You can relate to that.
But don't try to slip a decaf.
No way.
She needs the stuff with the lead.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in her alligator shoes?
Let's give it up for Aaron McGrane and her blues.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron.
Y'all don't go anywhere. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Besides Connie Boswell, we celebrate the birthday of another great female vocalist, Sylvia Sims. Born Sylvia Blogman in Brooklyn, Sylvia overcame polio as a child. While still in her teens, she discovered New York's jazz mecca, 52nd Street. Inspired by Billie Holiday, Sims made her singing debut in 1941 at a club called Kelly's Stable. 8 years later, while performing at the Cinderella Club in Greenwich Village, screen star Mae West caught Sylvia's act and cast her in a revival of Diamond Lil.
Signed to Decca Records, Sylvia Sims had a million-selling hit in 1956 with an up-tempo version of I Could Have Danced All Night from the Broadway musical My Fair Lady. Frank Sinatra, who produced her 1982 album, Sims by Sinatra, called her the best saloon singer in the world. She worked with Carlisle. She worked at the Carlisle with Bobby Short and died of a heart attack while performing at the Oak Room in the Algonquin Hotel, another legendary nightclub.
Now here's Nedra Dixon with a tune recorded by Sylvia Sims, Comes Love.
Comes a rainstorm, put your rubbers on your feet. Comes a snowstorm, you can get a little heat. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a fire, then you know just what to do. Blow a tire, you can buy another shoe. Comes love, nothing can be done. Don't try hiding, 'cause there isn't any use. You'll start sliding when your heart turns on the juice. Comes a headache, you can lose it in a day. Comes a toothache, see your dentist right away. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a heat wave, you can hurry to the shore. Comes a summons, you can hide behind the door. Comes a love, nothing can be done. No. Comes the measles, you can quarantine a room. Comes a mousy, you can chase it with a broom. Comes love, nothing can be done. That's all, brother, if you've ever been in love. That's all, brother, you know what I'm speaking of. Comes a nightmare, you can always stay awake. Comes depression, you can take another break. Comes love, nothing can be done.
Thank you.
always stay awake. Comes depression, you can get another break. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes love, nothing can be done.
Well, nothing can be done. That's Nedra Dixon, Comes Love. And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think the president of Egypt had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Black Friday started Thursday. It was the worst I can remember. Huh. You know, the Christmas carols down at Walmart, I think they started in September.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
Now, if you hated Cyber Monday, you're gonna love Cyber December.
You're lying.
All the sales are lovely.
Norquist says no taxes. The opposition's getting stiff.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Grover Norquist, he hates taxes.
Yep.
And it's gonna cause a tiff.
Is that going up?
Y'all can forget about the fiscal one. Let's shove that guy off a cliff.
Goodbye, Larry Hagman. JR was great indeed. Now you're gone from Dallas. Texas can't secede.
McCain, stop busting Susan Rice till you walk a mile in her high-heeled shoes.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
The news you need to know.
High heels, huh?
Well, let's bring back Victor and Penny to perform two more Boswell sister standards. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter, and if it ain't love.
Thank you.
I hope you're feeling so much better. And I'll close with love the way that you do, you used to do. I'm gonna sit right down and I'll write myself that love letter.
Like I do. If it ain't love, why am I here longing for you? What can it be that's making me dream of you night and day? Keeping me blue all the day through whenever you're away. If it ain't love, then it must be some magic art. If it ain't love, how did this song creep into my heart? Oh, why do I sigh to the moon high above? Please answer me, what can it be if it ain't love? If it ain't love, why am I here longing for you? What can it be that's making me dream of you night and day? Keeping me blue all the day through
whenever you're away.
Oh, if it ain't love, then it surely must be some magic art. If it ain't love, then it must be something. If it ain't love, why did this song creep into my heart? Oh, why do I sigh to the moon high above? Wow. Please answer me, what can it be if it ain't love?
Like jazz, you talk like jazz, in a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then this is the part of the show where we talk about this week's new CD releases. And this one hits home, David Bassey.
Yes, it does. Hits a home run is what it hits. Hits home. Home run. Victor and Penny, they're with us today. And their new one's called Side by Side, Songs for Kids of All Ages. I'm a kid. Jeff Freeling. Is this, we can get this like on iTunes and stuff, right?
Yeah, you can get it on iTunes. You get it on CDBaby.com.
CDBaby.com. You have a website?
We do. VictorandPenny.com.
Okay, so if your website's VictorandPenny.com and your band's called Victor and Penny, how come your name's Jeff?
Only during the day.
Is this show business or what?
Something like that.
Her name's Aaron. I mean, come on. I want reality. This is not a reality band, is it?
Not exactly.
Not exactly. Okay. Well, you know, it sounds good, though. It's very cool music. Why do you harken back to, like, you know, 90 years ago?
don't know. It just sort of struck a chord with us, you know? And I love the sound of those old recordings, and that's why I use this little bullet mic over here to get that sound. And
yeah.
Aaron had been singing all this stuff for a long time, and we just, you know, just kind of struck home with us. And we found that the more we travel, the more we find just a wide range of people just love this music.
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, when I came to your show the other night, it was packed with people. People kept coming in.
Yeah.
They were having a good time. And you also had, you had a guy, you had like old-time comedy stuff, too. You had a guy doing like a kind of a mime thing with a suit on. And
yeah, that's right. Our friends Annie and Damien did a little sort of, you know, Buster Keaton sort of.
Yeah, yeah. So where are you going with all this?
Wherever it takes us.
Broadway, maybe?
Next year, Broadway for sure. Next
Hollywood.
Year, we're touring all over the country. So, you know, we're going to be everywhere.
Best of luck to Victor and Penny and Side by Side. Find it on iTunes.
Or CD Baby or their website.
Or CD Baby or their website.
Now, besides Connie Boswell and Sylvia Sims, we celebrate the birthdays this week of two very important jazz pianists, Wynton Kelly and Dave Brubeck. Bassist Art Davis, Jay Leonard, and Miroslav V2 celebrate birthdays this week, along with guitarist Jim Hall, an inspiration to Pat Metheny and many others. Vocalist Cassandra Wilson and headliners Lou Rawls and Sammy Davis Jr. had birthdays this week. And we celebrate the birthday of alto sax man Marshall Royal, whose clear tone helped to define the sound of the Count Basie Orchestra. To learn more about all these cats, sign up on our website, 12thstreetjump.com, for our weekly e-blast. You get information on upcoming shows, links to our featured artist recordings, and our very own YouTube channel, where you can watch this week's Blues in the News. It's all what's happening this week in jazz.
You live like jazz, and you've got such class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy man wild jazz. Yeah, jazz.
We'll be right back with more 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This drum is jumping. It's really jumping. Come and catch and check your hats on me. This drum is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. Here in Kansas City, check out the Blue Room at the 18th and Vine Jazz District, or the Green Lady Lounge. Boston jazz fans dig Schuller's or the Beehive. Trios is your place in South Bend. And in Lansing, Michigan, it's always cool at the Exchange. South Florida hipsters stop by the WDNA Jazz Gallery, while Pittsburgh fans enjoy hanging out at the Crawford Grill. Have a drink and kick back and let the music wash over you at the Candlelight Lounge in Trenton, New Jersey. And out Ohio way, you know, check in for a good time at Jazz Central in Dayton or the Degage Jazz Club in Toledo. Out in the desert southwest, it can be hot at times, but not as hot as the music going down at the Nash in Phoenix or Bobby's in Scottsdale. In Seattle, the place to be is the Jazz Alley. And further north, warm up with a dose of blues at the Taproot in Anchorage. Wherever you are, get out to support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Here's Nebda Dixon with another Sylvia Sims tune. Love Me or Leave Me.
Believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my fun, just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently. Ooh, I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. Have it today, give back tomorrow. My love's your love's no love for nobody else. Love me or leave me and let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. Rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the night time's the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently so blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. Have it today, give back tomorrow. My love, your love, no love for nobody else. but I don't want to borrow. Have it today and give back tomorrow. My love, your love, no love for nobody else. My love, your love, no love for nobody else. My love, your love, no love for nobody else.
I've been seeing a lot of crying at the grocery store lately. Well, you know what that means.
A big sale on onions?
No, in the snack cake aisle. It's emptier than Romney's campaign headquarters.
Oh, yeah. Hostess junked the junk world. Well, luckily, I got a stockpile in my attic. You know that stuff lasts longer than the last 2 minutes of the NBA game?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess everybody else is singing the blues.
The bakers, they quit baking, more money's what they dream. The owners wouldn't bargain, so whole bands got cream.
So say goodbye to Twinkies, you can't find feeling left to ooze. The sight of empty store shelves gives me the Hostess snack blues. Yes.
No snowballs for our lunches, we'll miss that pinkish fuzz. Ding dong gone from coffee. Hell, there goes my sugar buzz.
My fish is stealing cupcakes. It's getting hard to refuse. Now the 50 bucks on eBay. I've got the Hostess snack blues.
The company was bankrupt. The books were in the red. Sales were non-existent, like fiber in Wonder Bread.
They couldn't find a buyer. The stock had took a plunge. Now no one wants a snack cake. It tastes more like a sponge.
No more Hostess cupcakes. We love that icy squiggle. Gone are empty calories that makes your tummy jiggle.
It's hard to do a snack time without those lovely creamy chews. Uh-huh. Well, the thought of eating carrots gives me the Hostess snack blues.
What's up, Doc?
The Twinkie lusting.
Wonder crusting.
The sugar dusting.
It's undusting.
Union busting.
Hostess snack cake blues.
Oh, y'all are too much fun.
I'll bet you want for some Twinkies, baby.
Let's bring back Victor and Penny with two more Boswell Sisters tunes. Way Back Home and Why Don't You Practice What You Preach?
Roads are the dustiest, winds are the gustiest, gates are the rustiest, pies are the crustiest, the songs the lustiest, the friends the trustiest, way, way back home. Trees are the sappiest, days are the nappiest, dogs are the yappiest, kids are the scrappiest, the jokes the snappiest, the folks the happiest, way back home.
I don't know why I left my homestead. I really must confess that I'm just a weary exile singing my song of loneliness.
Grass is the springiest, bees are the stingiest, birds are the wingiest, bells are the ringiest, the heart's the singiest, the arms the clingiest, way back home.
Should have roamed from.
Skies are brighter there, hearts are lighter there.
I can hear a voice calling me back there.
I'm just
song of loneliness.
Food is the spreadiest, wine is the headiest, pals are the readiest, gals are the steadiest.
The love is lively,
the life is lovely,
the love is lively,
the life is lovely. Way back home.
You know I can't wait to get back home.
Somebody new. You're telling me, I'm telling you, why don't you practice what you preach? Whoa, you're always telling me to wait until you call. Or wait and wait and wait and then you don't call at all. You're calling me, I'm calling you, why don't you practice what you preach?
You tell me I'm your sugar pie. Whoa, you swear you'll never tell a lie. You even say you hope to die.
How come you say it with your fingers crossed?
Well, you're always asking me to name that certain day.
Then you change the subject and you think it's okay. You're asking me, I'm asking you, why don't you practice what you preach?
Time to do some thinking, staying home alone every night. And now I'm taking time to do some talking,
separating wrong from right. You're always telling me what I ought to do, telling me it's wrong to look at somebody new. Well, you're telling me, well, I'm telling you, why don't you practice what you preach?
That's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, Aaron McGrain and Jeff Freeling, a.k.a. Victor and Penny, and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, and the musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supplying the vocals, and Chad Mize records and masters the show with a little help from production assistant Brenna Hayes. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang and produced by Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, find us online at Facebook and Twitter, or follow me at 12th Street Pete to stay hip on what's happening. And be sure to join us next week when we celebrate the music of blues man Paul Butterfield with our special guest, Tom Trashmouth Baker. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods, because that's where it's always jumpin'.